Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday. Thank you for joining us on WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. A balmy 42 right now. Tonight, we'll hear from the author of the new book, The Islamic Jesus. He'll tell us why Muslims today need to turn to Jesus to solve their most pressing problems. Also, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, but today is Mistress Day. You'll find out the clues to if your spouse is cheating on you or not. But let's begin with a new report that shows that most manufacturing executives are not aware that we are on the brink of a fourth industrial revolution, and they're not preparing for it. Tom Kelly with us, CEO of Automation Alley, which just came out with the report today. Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Great to be with you.
And you're based right here in Michigan, right? What kinds of things do you do there?
That's right. We're based right in Troy, Michigan, but we represent most of southeast Michigan, stretching out to the Lansing area, helping manufacturers figure out how this technological change, this Industry 4.0 that you just talked about, is going to change the landscape of manufacturing.
Yeah, now, what is that going to do? What is exactly this Industrial Revolution 4.0 we're about to hit?
Well, 4.0 is a term that came out of Germany. You know, they're a manufacturing-based economy. They have a high standard of living. They have an aging population. If you think about it, it sounds a lot like Michigan. And they commissioned a study a couple years ago to say, what are we going to do as a country? And they came up with this term, Industry 4.0. The solution was we got to double down on manufacturing. And we believe the same thing in Michigan. We need to double down on manufacturing. And what I mean by that is we need to understand that all of these technologies that make up this Industry 4.0 theme, which are things like cloud computing, virtual reality, augmented reality, sensors, the industrial Internet of Things, robotics. I could go on and on with all these technologies. They're all washing over manufacturing at once. Mm-hmm. It creates a lot of fear and uncertainty, but it certainly creates a lot of opportunity. And we want to be the group that helps these companies with the opportunity side of the equation.
So how do manufacturers, especially small ones here in Michigan, how do they prepare for such a sweeping change?
Well, what they first need to do is recognize that there's a problem, that technology is marching forward. What's happening in Michigan today is the large OEs and the tier ones, they have capital and they have brains and they have R&D budgets. And they have been experimenting with all of these technologies. And the tier twos and threes and fours and some of the smaller manufacturers are not keeping up because, quite frankly, all the plants are humming along. They're producing everything they can make, and they're not focused on the future.
And so what's going to happen when the change occurs? How sudden is it going to actually be when the technologies change?
Well, you know, technology is evolutionary, so I don't want to put the fear of God that you're going to be out of business next month. But because it's evolutionary, you know, you have to start making incremental steps to understand how it's going to change the manufacturing process and to be prepared for it. All we're asking, we want to be create knowledge around all these sectors so that we can help these manufacturers do what they need to do, which is grow their business.
Okay. Of all the technologies, which is going to be the most affecting one for manufacturers? What should they be on top of right now?
Well, no, it's interesting. Our report showed that manufacturers in Michigan are focused on autonomous robots and sensors. If you ask manufacturers around the rest of the country, they're focused on big data and cybersecurity. So you can see that there's many technologies and there's different ways to go about it. Uh-huh. I think that it's correct to focus on robotics because it drives cost out, but you also have to focus on big data because that leads to innovation and a fundamental change in how we actually do manufacture.
So how's it going to work? At some point, are the big three going to just approach the manufacturers and the suppliers and say, look, we need these new parts this next year, something like that?
Well, that's an absolutely fabulous question. And the reason for that is that, yes, they're going to do that. But if you're not prepared, they're going to go right by you. I've talked to many OEs and tier ones, and they say, yeah, we're doing all these experiments. And at the such time that we want to integrate our supply chain down channel with all these new technologies, mm-hmm. if you're not ready, we're going to go right by you. And the world has changed in that you can source to other places outside of the Detroit region to satisfy that supply chain. So we got to make sure that we're doing what we can in Michigan for these companies.
Are there any other countries that are more on top of this than we are right now?
Well, you know, you're going to be shocked to hear this, but China. China has a manufacturing 2025 strategic focus, and their number one priority is Industry 4.0. So they are pursuing technology into manufacturing faster than we are in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
Tom Kelly with the CEO of Automation Alley. Find him at AutomationAlley.com. Out with his brand new report today. How much of it is training, too, of having people ready to do the kinds of jobs and the skills they'll need for these technologies?
Well, it's absolutely critical. They go hand in hand. You know, if you're going to put a robot that can work alongside somebody versus a fenced-off robot, that's an entirely new skill set for labor, for the employee to figure out how to work alongside these new technologies.
Yeah. The robots, how soon are we going to see them really starting to take over in manufacturing?
I think you're seeing it right now. You know, it's again, it's evolutionary, but robots are as cheap as $25,000 now. So, you know, that's in the budget of every manufacturer in listening distance here.
And what can a $25,000 robot really do?
Well, it can pick, pack, and ship, right? So, in other words, they get smarter every day. There always is going to be a human component. I don't want people to be fearful that robots are somehow going to be our overlords someday. But the skill sets to interact with the new production is going to change. And we just want to make sure that everybody's on top of it.
Okay. So should we anticipate some job loss then along the way, especially some of these small manufacturers in Michigan?
Well, I certainly hope not. I believe if we focus on the technology and as it's changing, that we can actually create more opportunities for our manufacturers because technology levels the playing field. We couldn't compete with Mexico and China because of the labor equation, but we sure as hell can compete with the technology equation, and that'll lead to actually more jobs in Michigan, not less.
Yeah. Do these smaller companies have enough money to really plan ahead and look to the future on these technologies?
Well, that's the trouble. They don't, and that's why you need someone like an Automation Alley that is an aggregator of knowledge across the whole industry to help these small guys figure out what is the proper path forward and how do I get involved and what are the baby steps I can take to keep up with this massive change.
Yeah, one last thing, Tom. How much are the big three helping these small OEMs to get ready, to give them a heads up of what's coming around the corner?
Well, the big three are great partners with Automation Alley. So they help us understand where the market is going, and then we take that knowledge and we help the smalls keep up with the bigs. So it's a great symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Do they prefer working with Michigan-based companies as compared to Chinese ones?
Absolutely, they do. I can't speak for them, but the conversations I've had, they all go home to the same homes we live in Southeast Michigan, and they absolutely want to source as much as they can locally.
Really? So there's actual loyalty to Michigan-based companies that we don't see to companies from out of the country, you're saying?
Well, you certainly see it at the Tier 1 and Tier 2 levels, absolutely.
Tom Kelly, CEO of Automation Alley, just out with a new report today looking at Industry 4, you call it 4.0, right, not just 4.0?
Yeah, 4.0, 4.0, I'll go with either.
Yeah. Tom Kelly here on 1320 WILS. Tom, thank you very much.
Michael, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.